Blog Talk Radio.
How about clapping your hands with me tonight? Come on. Come on. Yep. Can I get it? Can I get it? Come on. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go. You don't have to worry about the clothes you wear. You don't have to fret. Baby, don't despair, don't be concerned. If you lose it all, there is a reason. Reason for it all, stay with me. Don't you worry, be still too. Be still. I'll keep the peace inside. Lord, when they come, cast your care on him. When you're out of take it one, two, ease on. Don't be discouraged. Baby, have no fear. He'll never leave you. He will always be there. Hey, don't you worry. Be still too. Can you sing it for me? Come on. Don't you worry. Keep the peace here. Say, don't you worry. Don't you
praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for joining me right here on Blog Talk Radio this great afternoon, this great evening. I am your host, Donnie Stanton. Thank you for joining me right here on Victory Against All Odds on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for joining me, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. I am also recording also live for my other gospel station, Spreading the Gospel, and so simultaneously we'll be airing live. Thank you again for joining me, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of being shut in, even in the midst of the chaos, the confusion, even in the midst of the deception and everything else that may be going on in our life, we still give God praise. We still give him glory, for he still has us in the hollow of his hand. He still has the whole world in his hand. And for that, we say thank you. For that, we just praise the Lord. We give him glory and honor. Thank you again for joining me. Again, we were wanting to just come on, and we're following up. We were just blessed to be here on Saturday afternoon as we talked about the global shut-in, more focusing on what we should be doing and need to be doing while we're here. Why are we in this space? Why have the doors closed? Why are we behind shut doors? And so while we're here, we just kind of want to focus on not so much the pandemic, but what we need to be doing as a people, as the body of Christ, as the kingdom of God. What do we need to pray about? Because we certainly know that we're not going back to normal. That is gone. That is the past. But there's going to be a new thing. So what is it that, what's the message? What is it that we need to be doing? So as I was in prayer, God is calling. Christ is calling us. He's calling us, but are we men and women of God, are we listening? Are we listening to what it is that God needs for us to do on our face, on in our in this prosperous time, and what we need to do while we're laying in front of God, while we are bowed down before him, while we are listening to his voice and just crying out, repenting and asking God to turn us from our wicked ways, turn us, and as we begin to seek new instructions, what is it that God is calling us. So I just wanted to take this next 30 minutes. We're not going to get through the whole thing. And so and what I think is happening is God is just going to allow me to just do this little series. And so we're going to start with just making sure for those that are in the body, out of the body, that we establish and affirm our covenant with Christ. And so let us go to the scriptures, and we're just kind of piggybacking on what we did on Saturday. So we're going back to Isaiah chapter 42. And we are going to read those same verses, but we're going to dig in. Last Saturday, we just kind of, you know, gave you a global broad view, but now we're going to dig in. So Isaiah 42, starting at the fifth verse, and it says, "Thus said the Lord God, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people unto it, and spirit to them that walk therein, praise the Lord." Verse 6 says, "I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles." Verse 7 says, "To open the blinded eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house." Praise the Lord. Verse 8 says, "I am the Lord, that is my name. I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before thy spring forth, I will tell thee of them." Amen. So we're looking at this passage of scripture, and we're going to build on that. So the first thing that we know is that we know that God created the heavens and he stretched them out, and then he spread forth the earth and that which is cometh out of it. So that everything that's in the earth was not only stretched forth, but God, we know that God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Amen, somebody. Amen. And so we know that God created is the creator. And so the Lord is not merely talking about that which he has put it in. We know he made a covenant with his people. He made a covenant with the Jews. He made a covenant with Israel. Amen. But it's not he that created all things according to Genesis 1 and 1, amen. On the other basis, God rightly claims authority not just over the land, not just the land, not just the earth, but also the people of Israel, but including all the nation. So notice that it's not just the United States that was affected by this pandemic. It was the nations with an S. Amen. And so when we look at the scriptures, let's go to Psalms. Let's go to Psalms 82 and verse 8. Well, let me just read Psalms 82. It says, "Among God, and what are scripture for in someone?" That's putting God in a box. That scripture is not only for the bond of a man. It was for us right now. We were not created, you know, to be alone. Amen. So it says, just afflicted and the needy. We know that we cannot just gather in four walls. Because that's the problem. We've been gathering in the four walls, and I said this on Saturday, that but what about those? We are to be a voice. We are the ones that are going beyond the four walls. For the mom, and you have resources and support, and do that. If you can deliver them and you can give them resources that would cause them to know Christ, that is what we to do. Verse 5 says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in the darkness of all the foundations of the earth. Are out of course. Verse 6 says, I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High God, but ye shall die like men and fall like ones of the princes. Verse 8, which is my verse that I was trying to get to, says, arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Amen. So, again, it goes back to saying that God rightly claims authority, not just over the land and the people, but all nations. Amen. And so we are to be alike, men and women of God, pulling those who are in darkness, those who don't know Christ, those who have lack of understanding, those who are poor, those who are needy. Amen. We got to come out of the four walls. We've got to come out of the four walls and do the work of Christ, just like the disciples. We've got to do that. Amen. Moving right along. Amen. So part B of this is God has called us to covet it. In Isaiah, verse 6 and 7 says, I, the Lord, have called you into righteousness. I will take hold of your hand, and I will keep it. Amen, somebody. So notice that he didn't call the prophet. He didn't call Israel. He chose Christ, the Messiah. Amen. Jehovah. Amen. The mediator. In a righteous way and manner, and consistent with his own perfection, and not against the will of God, but with his full consent and unto righteousness. Amen. He did that for the purpose concerning the welfare and the salvation of his people, so that we could perform his righteous promises of his coming and of good things. Against sin, in the punishment of it, and to bring in everlasting righteousness for his people, or it may be rendered. Amen. He has called us into righteousness, men and women of God. So the call is unto righteousness. We are to be righteous. But in the midst of all of this, we know that the spirit of wickedness and deception and rejection and Jezebel, the spirit of wickedness on all levels has been loosed in the earth. Amen. And Christ is saying that, and the word of God is saying that Christ came a righteous person, holy in his nature, harmless in his life, and truly deserved the character of Christ in his righteousness. And it said, and you know what the best part about that, men and women of God? He said he will hold our hand. Amen. So we don't have to figure this out on our own, but Christ is going to be right there navigating us through this pandemic, through all of the shut in, through the wickedness of the nations. He's going to hold our hand because it is us that he has charged to bring righteousness back to the nations. So what will we do when we are released? Will we keep the Lord's command to bring about righteousness amongst the needy, amongst the poor, amongst the fatherless? Can we do that, men and women of God? Are we ready? Are we equipped? I believe there is a remnant in the earth that God is shimmering out of this. There's a paradigm shift, hallelujah, that is taking place. Amen. And there are those of us whom God has picked, handpicked, amen, to bring about righteousness, deliverance to a people, a dying world, those who are lost, those who are afflicted, those who are poor, those who are blind, those who cannot see. Glory be unto God. God has called the servant according to his own nature, his own righteousness. Amen. And the servant doesn't even have to fulfill the mission all by ourselves, because, again, he's not going to allow us to do this alone. He is going to hold our hand. And you know what? He's not even going to let it go. Hallelujah. We should just praise God right there, because God won't even let our hand go. If we are willing and obedient, hallelujah, to do unto God and to mind his word, to do his will, to fulfill that which has God has called us, he said he won't let our hands go. He'll guide us there. He'll keep us, and he'll protect us under his mighty wing. Hallelujah. Then the scripture goes on to say, part six, part B, it says, and I will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles. Amen. So in order for this to happen, that means that at the heart of that work that we do, it is the very fact that the servant will have to initiate the covenant. That means that nowhere in the word of God do you hear where God made us do anything. It is our submissive will that we obey. Worshipping idols and golden images, and some people worship people and worship leaders, and then you've got these who control and tell people what, but God, that nowhere in the word of God will you find where God made us do anything. It is our submissive will. We have to initiate the covenant with Christ. Hallelujah. We do that. So men and women of God, note that we have to be submitted unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to bow unto the Lord. We have to submit our hearts and our minds and our thoughts. Because let me just do, you know, a little curve here. There are people who are in the house who are still suffering from depression. There are people who are still broken and bitter and anxious because they don't have that secure, planted, established relationship with the Lord. And so they're suffering and they're going through. But those of us who have the spirit of discernment have an ear to hear for real. We are the ones that God have chosen, the remnant of God, that will rise up out of this confusion, out of this time of uncertainty, at the beginning of perilous, the beginning of sorrow. It is the remnant that will arise, that will do the work of Christ, that will help deliver those who are still suffering with chronic depression and tinkering with suicide and still broken and still crushed and still not sure, bruised. It is. That's what God is calling us for. He's not calling us to sit in church Sunday in and Sunday out. That is only a gathering place. It's a filling station. It is a hospital. And I'm not speaking against the church or the gathering place, because we are the church. But because people have been hoodwinked and spellbound and just following along with an old mind pattern. Because this is what someone else did and this is what someone else says, we just followed along. But what did the word say? Let's go back to the word of God. Let's do this right this time. Let us submit ourselves to the Lord, our minds to the Lord, our will to the Lord, our finances to the Lord, our family to the Lord, our children to the Lord. Because at the end of the day, we belong to God, not church, not a name, no other name but Christ. Amen, somebody. We need leaders. I'm not bashing that. So don't go out and say, well, you know, Prophet Benton said that, you know, no, that's not what I said. But right now, God is calling us to turn our ears, our lips, our mouth, and our eyes up to the Lord. Look unto the hills. Our help comes from him, because no man down here can do that. Amen. We can only use the word to give us direction and instruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel God right there. Amen. So we just need to go to the word of God and hear what God is saying. Amen. Because we need to be able to open the eyes of the blind, to free the captives from prisons, and to release them from bondage and chains and fetters. Amen. There's too many people that are sitting in the church, they still bound. There's too many people sitting in church, they're still dying and going to hell. Yes, they are. But where's the power? How is it that you're ministering, but you have no power to deliver the people that are there? Because you are so focused on your agenda, yourself. We've become such a selfish nation, a selfish people. Men and women of God, I'm pleading. It is time for us to get back to the will of God. He's our first love, and that is to love Christ as Christ loved us, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We are so out of order, and it's just time. We've been sleeping for so long. For some, and I said some, and that's a real strong some. For some, it's caught us off guard. Others who've been warning, but you turned a deaf ear. And yeah, you were cut off, but you did see this. Absolutely right. But those of us who did, and there are people who knew this was coming, have been speaking and have been warning. Here's another warning. God is saying, I need you to come back into alignment, posture yourselves. And he's saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God for his righteousness and all these other things shall be added. But see, we missed it. It's not the things, the houses, the cars, and the land, and the big church. And no, it's the things of God, people. I don't need to be in Christ and buy a fancy house and a new car. All I have to do is work hard. All you have to do is work hard. It does not require a relationship with the Lord. But nobody wants to. And I am saying, let's get back. Let's go back. Let's go back and refocus. We got to be able to see what we see in the right manner. Praise God. We've got to be able to see, look up. What is it that God is trying to tell us? Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Use your spirit of discernment. Amen. And make sure that our heart is right. Amen. Amen. Because the kingdom is our dwelling place until the Father returns. The kingdom is our dwelling place until the Father returns. The kingdom is our dwelling until the Father returns. Amen. I can decree and declare on the earth as it is in heaven, because he has given us authority to command our own atmosphere. Hallelujah. Will you command your atmosphere in the right manner unto the Lord? Amen. Because the kingdom is our dwelling place until the Father's return. The kingdom is our dwelling place until the Father's return. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The kingdom is our dwelling place. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Our dwelling place. Our heart. Hallelujah. In our dwelling place. Hallelujah. In our hearts. Hallelujah. The kingdom is our dwelling place. Hallelujah. Amen. Will somebody just give God praise right there? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. So we've got to get back on track. We've got to hear from the Lord. We've got to understand what our purpose is. And God is calling us unto righteousness. Amen. He's calling us back to carrying his work. He's calling us, amen, to be delivered into the hands, not to be delivered into the hands of the wicked. Amen. And to be deliver us from miscarrying his work. He's delivering us from speaking out of turn. He's delivering us from the power of the grave. He's delivering us from being shackled, and he's delivering us to freedom. God is calling us back to freedom. We need to be delivered so that we can have freedom in Jesus Christ. Don't let his dying be in vain, men and women of God. Don't do it. Don't do it. God is calling us to have affection for him, his counsel, his direction. Amen. And the assistance that he gave us, which is the Holy Spirit. And when you have the Holy Spirit, he won't ever mislead you, nor will he ever forsake you. And for those that don't know Christ, this is your opportunity to build a relationship with Christ. So I beckon you, after you've tried everything else, after you've tried your money and tried your children and tried all these things of the world, after you've tried women, after you've tried men, and after you've tried everything that does not resemble righteousness, that does not include the Lord, try Jesus. Try Jesus. I promise you, the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we close, I just want us to submit our lives back to the Lord. Submit our hearts back to Christ. Bow before him, amen, and let us answer the call to righteousness, because that's what is required of us right about now. Amen, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 So, we come to a close for this particular episode. I didn't even get through all of my scriptures. Lord have mercy. But that's okay. We're just going to continue until we get there, get through this particular part in terms of answering the call, a call for righteousness, a call for his covenant. And then we're going to move right along. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for your support. Thank you that you answer your call, our call, the call to righteousness. Let us all submit, repent. God bless you. I'll meet you back here next Monday on Victory Against All Odds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you.